and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. We're going to be adding Ian Murphy here from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord, having some technical difficulties here in the studio. So we'll get him into the show right now. Hopefully technology will work. Let's see if this connection goes through now. There he is, Ian Murphy. Click. And hopefully this will work this time. Technology. Love it when it works, hate it when it doesn't, but we'll do everything we can to get him into the show right now. There he is. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
Hey, technology, for some reason, I kept calling you, and it went to a busy signal. And I'm like, no, this. I know he's not on Teams with somebody else right now, but anyway, we got you on the show now. Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
Well, one of the things that I attended last night and want to get your opinion on is the city of Gaylord. They had two resignations off of their city council, and they are in a 60-day window to replace two sitting members of the city council there for the city of Gaylord. And it's all over this Trowbridge property development, 18 acres, abuts I-75. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with the parcel.
Yeah.
And it's currently zoned R1, surrounded by all R2 zonings. The next door adjacent property was years ago rezoned from R1 to R2 to allow the apartments that are currently next door. Mm-hmm. And the developer from downstate, which was hosted at your restaurant with the Otsego County Liberty Rising Group, Staffy, yep, and Marcy and those folks, Lori, Amy, Carell, many others that I've seen over in Sheboygan many times, had some good questions. There was a good back and forth with the developer. And they tabled appointing two new city council members out of five candidates, but they tabled it until the next meeting, which, because of Memorial Day, is going to be on Tuesday, May 26th, 2 weeks from tonight. Mm-hmm. They're going to appoint the two members and then go into a public forum regarding this project, this development. First question, are you fully up to speed and aware of everything going on over this project and what's going on in the city of Gaylord?
That's a really good question. I'm not fully up to date. This development has gone through many iterations over there, and I should say that property anyways. I have stepped away from a lot of the stuff going on with the city, mainly because we're sort of exiting the city. So I'm not fully up to date, but I'm pretty well aware of what's going on there.
Well, one of the things a county commissioner, Hank Mason, told me, and he told it to Pat Talia, who's developing a project on the west end of town, and he came to update the folks about his project and the use of modular homes and explained to them Ritzcraft down in Jonesville, Michigan, inviting the board or anybody from the public to come and take a tour of the plant. Hank Mason, in my face and Pat Battaglia's face, said the developer wants to build a four-story apartment building. And I'm like, Hank, where did you get that from? No, he doesn't. I've seen the renderings. These are ranch-story duplexes, 42 or 43 units, a total of 84 housing sites. It's not a four-story apartment building. Oh, yes, it is. He said it at a meeting. Oh, my God. We need to talk about this. We got to get his opinion. Ian Murphy, Iron Pig Smokehouse, short break. We'll be right back.
$47.47, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save Detroit's auto industry. Now he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. $47.47.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. And the reason I'm bringing this up today, Ian, is number one, I was at the meeting last night and I discovered there's a lot of misinformation out there about this project and what the developer truly wants to do. But my question, as a small business owner in Gaylord, you've been there for years. Do you have employees or potentially employees that would love to work for you, but they can't find a place to live in Gaylord? That's number one. And because of what I learned from the developer, these are going to be like 12 to 1400 square foot ranch homes with two units attached, duplex. And he said, Randy, these are going to rent for about $1,400 to $1,800 a month. Do you have any employees that would love to live at that location so close to your restaurant that might consider moving and renting into these? Do you think there's other people in working in the Gaylord area that would want to rent in this type of project there in Gaylord? Is there a market for it, in your opinion?
Yeah, 100%. And not just, I mean, I've got two employees right now. I just lost an employee because she was able to get a home, but over in Petoskey. So she's full-time at Petoskey. I've got another employee that is currently looking for housing. So absolutely, yes. But not only that, this time of year, all restaurants, resorts, by and large, are all hiring bartenders, servers, line cooks, all of these things to staff up for the summer. I am now seeing more than ever before people that are moving into the area. So I'm interviewing people that either live downstate or in another state that are moving to Michigan, and part of the hangup is them finding a place to live. So not just people that currently live here, but people that want to move here. And we need more people moving here, especially into Gaylord. But it seems like these people want to have it both ways. And or, like you said, there is so much information out there, some of it is completely incorrect. And it really bums me out when we have county commissioners, and Henry's not the only one, they're just not well informed or informed enough. And that's not an indictment of any of their characters. It's sure. Just some of these things, it's like drive-by to them. And a perfect example is the solar ordinance that they just created out of nowhere in 2020 to help landowners in the west part of our county sell or lease their land for a solar development. These county commissioners, while they're my neighbors, they're just not well informed enough on these decisions, and the decisions that they're making impact so many people's lives. It disappoints me that not just city council, but our county commissioners seem to be not on the ball with some of this stuff either.
Well, and the thing of it is, after the meeting, I went up to the elderly city council member, and the only reason I say elderly is because with his beard, he looks like Santa Claus. Olette.
Vic, yeah.
And I approached him as a reporter for the radio station because I told him I was going to be talking about this on the radio today. Field report for what happened at the meeting. I'm going to be doing it in the third hour. And I walked up to him before the meeting, gave him my business card, and I said, Vic, I said, I'd like to talk with you after the meeting, just a couple of minutes. I have some questions about the Trowbridge property development. Just a couple of questions before I talk about it on the radio. I want to get clarification from you on a couple of points. He said, sure. The meeting ran long because they tabled the voting on two replacements out of the five candidates that turned in their resumes, and they had another agenda items they had to do, so it ran long. So I approached him right after the meeting. He said, I'm really sorry. Email me your questions. And I'm like, Vic, I asked you before the meeting. I stayed here. I live 72 miles away in Torch Lake. I said, please at least give me the courtesy of a couple of minutes. Sure, go ahead. I understand that you're somewhat against this new project being developed, proposed by Anthony Randazzo, Trowbridge. And he said, yes, absolutely against it. And I said, do you mind if I ask why? He goes, the guy wants a $12 million abatement. I said, excuse me? No, he doesn't. I talked to the guy. Yes, he does. He said it. I'm like, I'm sorry, but that's not accurate. I said, have you talked to the guy? Did you actually sit down and meet with him? I don't trust him. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. It's like, you won't even meet with the guy to ask your questions? Then shouldn't he recuse himself from voting if he's so uninformed? He just has a predetermined decision. Should he even be allowed to vote on this, Ian?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. That's a good question. I think he should still be able to vote. But, I mean, quite frankly, that's just not a good look for the city. And I know Vic. I like Vic. You know, we've had a row before back when they were questioning me staying open during the pandemic, city council. But I don't understand why they need to take this approach. They need to have open minds. That's the part that disappoints me the most about both of these governing bodies here in Otsego County, is that most of the time they come from a position of, well, we're just not really interested, or you're going to have to convince us to be interested. And that's just, right, in my opinion, not a good look. And we've done this for decades. Decades, Randy. We have told people that if they want to put a McDonald's here, it has to be a one of McDonald's or Burger King or Walmart. They made businesses bend to their rules. For decades, they've been doing it. And quite frankly, I'm sick of it. And I'm going to say it right now. One of the biggest reasons that Iron Pig is moving out of downtown Gaylord is because of the city of Gaylord and the way that they manage that downtown. Now, that might sound mean, but quite frankly, I am much more happy in my home township of Bagley Township, right where I am. I love it. I don't have to deal with any of the nonsense that you're talking about with the city. That is the second biggest reason why Iron Pig moved out of downtown, is because of the – I have to ask permission to put tables on a sidewalk just to serve food. You know what I didn't have to do last week when it was 70 degrees? Ask anybody's permission to serve food outside.
Right.
It's absurd. And I know I'm going on a little rant here, but that's the point. They just don't seem to be friendly to people that want to do business there. And this is clearly a case with Vic Ouellette doing that. And maybe it's time that Vic is done. You know, Vic retired from that council once. Maybe he needs to go as well. Maybe we need some young blood in there. Nothing against, you know, I'm not an ageist. But if he's not going to be open to any of these ideas and has that stance without the correct information, that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, and here's the point I was trying to explain to him, and he just wouldn't have anything. He wouldn't even hear me out. Housing is critical. The governor of the state of Michigan, when she gave her State of the State address in February, opened up with her top three priorities that she wants to finish her governorship with. These are my three main points. Number one, literacy. I want our kids, our young children, to learn how to read, even if it means going back to Hooked on Phonics. Whatever the heck works in other states, we got to do it, and it's my mission in life to make sure the kids in kindergarten, first grade, are able to start reading by the time they're third grade. By God, they're going to pass efficiency, proficiency in literacy, in reading. Point number two, housing. It was the second most important thing on her wish list to finish her governorship with. We have a housing shortage in this state. And like you said, you're interviewing people that don't even live here but want to come to Northern Michigan, but they can't find a house. I mean, why would a city council fight this new project?
That's what baffles me about all of it. They have created a housing task force, Randy. Like, some of these people I can't take seriously. Now, they're all good people and generally well-intended, but I just don't think that they're in it to be serious. Like, it's a part-time or not even a part-time job for these people. And again, the decisions that they're making are monumentally important. And if they're not going to be there and learn the information in order to make the correct decisions for the people they represent. It's not them or their self-interest. It's the people that they represent. So they need to be listening to their neighbors. And I'm afraid the people like Vic, not to pick on him, but since you mentioned him, it clearly seems like he's not listening to the information that is being presented and has it in his mind that these guys just want millions of dollars in abatements. So Gaylor has a problem. Downtown has a problem. Their DDA has a really big problem. They're spending money hand over fist, and they're not getting any results, and it disappoints me. So they need to get their poop in a group here for things to get back on track, because I'm telling you, there's a big issue with one of those members that is being replaced. It took them forever to address that issue. It just is not a good look overall for Gaylor, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, it's the main reason that you've moved outside of the city limits. And like you say,
it's the
Bagley
second
Township.
Main reason.
Yeah.
To be fair, and I love Gaylor, and I'm not trying to bash on Gaylor in downtown. We've got an amazing downtown. It's not that at all. It's just it was time for us to move. The number one reason why we moved out of that location is because of Go North Properties and my landlord there. We've had issues there for years. We had an opportunity. Thank you, Trucker Randy, for putting all of us together and making it happen to get that new location. It would not have happened without you. Sincerely, thank you. But Gaylord and downtown has a problem, and they really need to get serious about addressing it. And, of course, being serious about being council members.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're welcome, number one. And number two, it was because I truly believe in you, your employees, your chef, your menu, the brand. I totally believe in Iron Pig Smokehouse, everything you guys have worked for so many years. You know, I want to help you expand. I even want to help maybe sell some franchises and get locations in other locations around the state, because it's a good product. It's healthy. It's good for people to eat. It tastes good. You guys work your butts off, your staff, phenomenal girls over there at the new location. We had that meeting, and man, the food was great. That little taco bar you guys set up was fantastic. And again, I preach what I say on the radio. I absolutely, absolutely patronize my sponsors. If I don't believe in you guys, you'd never hear Ian on the air. And that's why, you know, we've become friends and have developed this relationship over the years, because you do have a quality product, fairly priced, healthy for people. I think everybody should go there and eat at least once, twice a week. If I lived in Gaylord, I'd probably be eating every other meal there. But, you know, the bottom line of all this, you still have to deal with the business portion of it.
Right.
That's the bottom line. And because of that, you had to make the decision you did. I understand Prohibition doing well. We got to get some folks there, downtown location, still serving food. Real quick, it's a little bit different. Explain that process.
It's a little bit different. So we just completely went to the other end of the spectrum. So Iron Pig was order at the counter, sort of cafeteria style. You know, you don't have a waitress. This is the exact opposite end of the spectrum. It's a speakeasy. You walk in. Lights are dim, jazz music playing, table linens, full service, small plates, amazing bar. It is a total experience from soup to nuts all the way in. It's awesome.
Check it out, people. IronPigSmoke.com. Ian, thanks so much. I appreciate you letting me rant on you this morning.
You bet. Thanks as always, Trucker Randy.